Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you're feeling good. And even you're not feeling good, that's absolutely fine. That is part of the process. And always remember, there will be always somebody happier than us, prettier than us, more successful than us. What else? Doing better than us. And that's okay, because everyone is on their own journey. Everyone is trying their best and everybody tries to show up. And whenever you feel bad about life, show up better. Better than yesterday. And always remember, the only competition you have is yourself. Don't look at someone else's social media, someone else's life. Just focus on your own life and mind your own business. And if you're going to look at someone else's life, use it as a map to navigate your own map. At the end of the day, it is normal to feel jealous, anxious, but it boils down to how much we love ourselves and how good the relationship we have ourselves. There will be ups and downs, and that's absolutely normal. So for today's episode, I wanted to share something personal about pain. I got hurt. I've been getting hurt and I will get hurt. And I found the root cause. And the root cause is, actually I have two, but I'm just going to make it like one. Having expectations and trusting people. You know, I'm going to focus my pain around people because I feel like we usually get hurt by other people, but if we change the perspective, we have the control, actually. The less expectations we have and the more mindful we become, the easier it gets in life. For an instance, at work, I did not know how to trust my people. I've been a control freak and I wanted to have an eye on everything. I wanted to control everything. And I thought in my younger years, I thought I knew everything in my business, which is okay. I mean, yes, I probably know the most, but I don't know everything. And that is exactly the reason why I hire people who are best at what they do, because those are not my strengths. My strength is running a business, but overall, I don't know everything. And I'm learning more and more and more from the people that I work with. But last year, finally, I decided to dedicate the social media department to someone. And I am so grateful that I did that. This year, I finally decided to dedicate the operations side for Access Travel, and I'm happy I did that. Last year, I finally decided to trust the operations of Happy Lab to someone, and it feels good. And some days, I feel like I'm not doing that much, and I'm not used to it. Then I go back. Then I question myself, why did you get into business? To be a slave of your own business? No, it is okay to check once in a while, but I need to trust people. I need to learn how to trust people 100% and tell them that it is going to be okay. Even they don't know what they are doing, it is going to be okay because I will be always on their side. I cannot and I don't want to work like 100% anymore like how I used to do, but I will be always on the side to guide them, to help them and let them feel that they are safe. They are in a safe environment where they are allowed to make mistakes and I will be always on the side guiding them and protecting them. So I must say it has been a joy. So next one is friendships. When it comes to friends and having friends, I don't have a lot of friends. I have a lot of acquaintances that I know because of my work, because, you know, I am very much present on social media. And that means I need to connect with fellow entrepreneurs, with the fellow podcasters, and et cetera, et cetera. But they are not necessarily my friends. Let's say I know 1,000 people, only like 3 become my friends. And with the clients, on the other hand, I get to travel with them. So a lot of clients, they convert into friends. So I have a friend, her name is Rar. I met her in one of our Iceland expeditions and we ended up becoming super close friends, traveling to Cuba, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, and a lot of other destinations. And now we're planning a trip to Antarctica. So that's a friendship out of thousands of like clients that we've had at Access Travel. She ended up becoming one of my very, very closest friends. And that's just so beautiful. So for the last 2 weeks, I mean, my friends were here in Spain and we went around Portugal and France. The result of me being very selective with my circle is I'm able to do this. I'm able to go around with my friends. I'm able to, you know, allot budget for that. I'm able to host them here in Spain whenever they're here because I don't have a lot of friends because friendships also require time, effort, and money because we exhaust our finances when we are investing in a friendship because it's also a relationship. Just put it this way, friendships are also like a romantic relationship. You have to go out with your friends. You have to hang out with them. You have to spend money. You need to find ways to keep the connection, you know, like alive and progressive. But there are friendships, even you don't talk to them for years or don't see them for years, whenever you see them, it feels like it was just yesterday when you were with them. And those are the best friendships, the low maintenance friendships. So when we are mindful and careful with the people we trust, we are able to build better relationships. Like with this friends of mine who were here in Spain, I've been friends with them for more than a decade. Like I am who I am, like 100%. I don't need to hide anything when I am with them. They've seen my bad sides, my good sides, and my improvement and my progress all through years. And yes, like having friendships or building friendships is not easy. And we will trust the wrong people. Always at work or at friendships. But what matters the most is we want to stay close to people who decide to choose us, believe in us, support us, and who are not, this is very important, who are not jealous of our accomplishments. Like we get to be who we are when we are with them. Just disregard your success, your work, because those are the friendships I've always valued. They disregard who I am on social media, the status of my business, and how people see me, but they just see me as Anjali. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. And that's why these people are my friends, because they know me for who I really am. The things that I've never shared on social media, the things that nobody else can see, they see it. And I'm just so happy that they were here. They were able to get a glimpse of my life here in Madrid, which is very, very private, very, very personal, very quiet and peaceful. I am just so happy right now while recording this. Number 3 is, of course, the last one is romantic relationships. I think this is the hardest one because the moment we meet someone, we feel like we are already in love with them. because we like the feeling, the dopamine that we get. But sometimes, I learned this from Dr. Kilimanjaro, if you follow him on social media. In his, one of his recent videos, he said, sometimes we are not even ready for a relationship. We just want a connection, like connection of having the same hobbies. We want someone to eat with, to sleep with, or do other things. But if we ask ourselves, are we ready to have a relationship? Sometimes the answer is no, because we are just ready to connect, but we are not ready to commit. So in romantic relationships, we tend to put a lot of expectations on the other person and we create all these scenarios in our head and we end up hurting ourselves. And I've done this a lot, especially with my ex-boyfriend. And I think the reason why our relationship really ended was because I was in love with the idea of us, the things that we've done. And what the moment I saw bad things about him and the two of us together, I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely different from what I have in my head. So I was the root cause of all the suffering and pain I had to go through in my last relationship. And I am also responsible for all the trust that I've put into wrong people. But I also believe that these things that we go through are the exact things that will teach us the best lessons, because we never get lessons from good things. We never get lessons from good memories. We always get the best of the best, the best, the best, the best, best life lessons from pain, suffering, and misery, right? But we also have the control on how to control having expectations and putting our happiness in someone else's hands. And this applies at work, you know, when you are building friendships, when you are about to have friends, new friends, when you are trying to see someone, you have the control on your expectations and how much are you willing to trust, because betrayal is the price we pay for trusting people. And at this point, as adults, we already know anyone can betray us. And pain and grief is the price we pay for loving people. And it is okay to get hurt. It is okay to grieve when we lose something or someone, because we won't learn the best life lessons if we don't go through these life challenges. But that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at lifeinprogressph and my TikTok, Anjali Dove. So that's all. Adios. Ciao. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to spend time with yourself and with your loved ones. And please don't forget to give 5-star on Spotify. I think that's all. That's all for today's episode, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao, adios! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dove. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dove. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.